Week number three is already here in the fantasy football world. Cannot believe it. Hi, I'm Ryan Keeler, and I have your week three stardoms and sit-ems for your fantasy football lineups. At the quarterback position, and these are guys that I have talked about before, but I'm going back to starting Kirk Cousins this week. Kirk Cousins had a dismal Monday Night Football performance, throwing three interceptions against Philadelphia, but he's going to have a good bounce-back game against the Detroit Lions at home. We saw what Cousins was able to do against Green Bay in week number one on home turf. He's going to have similar numbers as well against Detroit. And look, the Detroit Lions defense is getting better, but they're not getting any better in the secondary. I believe multiple touchdowns for Cousins could come close to 300 passing yards. Start Kirk Cousins. And we're going to go ahead and go back to the well of Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz has had two phenomenal games so far. And now in week number two against the Lions, it did take him some time to get things going, but he eventually, in most scoring formats, scored over 30 points, had multiple touchdowns again. And look, he's going to go up against a very tough matchup against the Philadelphia Eagles, but right now you got to roll with the dice and you got to play the guys that are hot. I like Carson Wentz to have another good performance in what could be another shootout of a game. Carson's going to have to throw the ball around to have them keep up with this Eagles offense. Start Carson Wentz. As for quarterbacks to sit, I am sitting Jimmy Garoppolo. All of a sudden, now the 49ers have their quarterback back from last year, and Jimmy Garoppolo is going to go into a very difficult matchup there in Denver. Denver's defense has been okay. You know, they've obviously have played Seattle and Houston, not great offenses by any means. And the 49ers offense is much better. But I think in order for the Niners to move the ball, it's going to be more in the running game. I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo is going to have a great day throwing the football. And before you know it, the Broncos actually rank number one in scoring defense against fantasy quarterbacks. So they're very good against quarterbacks so far this year. Again, I know it's the Seahawks. I know it's the Texans. But just don't have faith in Jimmy Garoppolo this week. Go ahead and sit him. I'm also sitting Trevor Lawrence. Coming off a good game in week number two, but he's got the Los Angeles Chargers, and this defense is for real. You know, they played well against the Chiefs in week two. Mahomes did eventually get the ball downfield, but I don't think Trevor Lawrence is going to have a very good game. They're going to L.A. It's going to be one of those matchups. That secondary is good. You know, you got Derwin James back there. J.C. Jackson is officially back for the Chargers as well. Just don't like the matchup. I think Trevor still needs to prove himself a little bit more for us to have faith in him as a reliable starting quarterback every week. I don't like it this week. Sit Trevor Lawrence. For running backs, let's go ahead and start Jeff Wilson of the San Francisco 49ers. Now, we just mentioned Denver's defense is good in the secondary, but they've had struggles against the running game this year. And Jeff Wilson, as of now, is the San Francisco 49ers starting running back. I know it's a running back by committee. Kyle Shanahan likes to mix it up. But if you're going to go with some guy who could be a little bit of a sleeper, a little bit of a flyer, I like Jeff Wilson in his matchup against the Broncos. And this maybe is not going to be a huge surprise start, but let's start David Montgomery. A lot of people are off David Montgomery after week one. They're like, well, this could be Khalil Herbert's team now. David Montgomery got 15 carries over 120 yards against the Packers on Sunday night, and it's going to continue against the Houston Texans in week number three. He's going to get the majority of the carries. He's going to get the volume. He's going to get some catches out of the backfield as well, and he's got a great matchup against the Texans. Start David Montgomery. As for running backs to sit, here's a guy that I've talked about before on this segment as well, A.J. Dillon. It was the Aaron Jones show on Sunday night, and I don't think that's going to fully be the case for the rest of the season. It's going to be a 50-50 split as far as I'm concerned, but he's facing a tough matchup in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They have one of the best, if not the best, front sevens in football, and for a game that could utilize Aaron Jones a little bit more in that passing game, I just don't see A.J. Dillon getting enough work, enough carries, even enough work in the passing game to make him a reliable starter. Sit A.J. Dillon. And then this is kind of a combination of players to sit, and this is all the running backs for the New England Patriots. That's Damien Harris, and that's Ramondre Stevenson. Going up against the Baltimore Ravens, I think it's pretty much one of two things. One is that they're going to have to play catch-up in this game. The Baltimore Ravens offense is on another level right now. We saw that against the Dolphins in week two. And really, the Patriots, I think they're going to be coming from behind quite a bit in this game. They're going to have to throw the ball more. The Ravens' secondary is a mess, but their front seven is still pretty good. I think that bodes well for those receivers in New England, not so much the running backs. I am sitting all running backs for the Patriots in week number three. As for wide receivers to start, let's go ahead and start Curtis Samuel. Now, similar to his teammate Carson Wentz, Curtis Samuel is also tearing it up right now. He is a PPR monster. He's getting double-digit targets. He's getting utilized in the running game a little bit. I mean, between Deebo Samuel and Curtis Samuel, I mean, they're pretty much one of the same. I mean, they're not brothers, as far as I'm concerned, relative brothers, but they do, they are one of those. They are players that they eventually get involved in this in the offense quite a bit. And I think it's going to happen against Philadelphia, who's, secondary shut down the Minnesota Vikings on Monday night. But I think it's going to be a lot better for the Washington Commanders and Curtis Samuel. I think he's going to continue his hot start to the season, start Curtis Samuel. As for the second wide receiver to start, and this is going to be really deep down into the tiers of wide receivers, but I'm going to go ahead and start Nelson Agholor. Had a really good game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Last week, he had a great catch for a touchdown of 50-plus yards, and he's going up against the worst defense against wide receivers in fantasy in the Baltimore Ravens. They rank dead last. They got torn apart by Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill in week two. I think, again, the Patriots are going to have to throw the ball quite a bit in this game to play catch-up, and Nelson Agholor is going to be a big part of that. Start Nelson Agholor on your teams. As for wide receivers to sit, I am sitting Amari Cooper. Cooper's coming off a really good game in week two. Jacoby Brissett found him quite a bit. He got over 100 yards receiving. He is obviously the best receiver that the Cleveland Browns have in that offense. But tough matchup against Pittsburgh. Their secondary is good. Don't like him to have back-to-back good weeks, especially with just Jacoby Brissett throwing him the football. Sit Amari Cooper for week three. And then another combination of all players to sit. I am sitting all the Giants wide receivers. Going up against the Dallas Cowboys. And Dallas could have the best secondary so far in the league. They're shutting down wide receivers right and left. They've done a good job so far when they played Tampa Bay. They did a good job last week playing the Cincinnati Bengals and Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd. So if you have Kadarius Toney, if you have Sterling Shepard, if you have Kenny Golladay, any Giants wide receivers, do not play him this week. You probably weren't going to anyway, but if you were thinking about taking a flyer, don't. Find somebody else on some other team that can produce more targets, more consistent production for your team. All right, and for the tight ends, we're going to go to the tight ends this week. We didn't talk about them last week, but we are this week. Let's go ahead and start Tyler Higbee. A few weeks ago, Tyler Higbee was a sit because I just did not believe Stafford was going to hit his tight ends as much as he has this year, but I was wrong. I stand corrected. Tyler Higbee has gotten off to a really good start. Matthew Stafford is targeting him a lot so far this season. Really good matchup against the Arizona Cardinals, and which could also be a shootout of a game. They're playing in the Dome in Arizona. I don't think both defenses are playing great right now. I like Tyler Higbee to get involved quite a bit in this passing game for the Los Angeles Rams. And the one tight end to sit this week, and it's Dawson Knox. Yes, last week I said start all Buffalo Bills players, no matter what position they play him. But gosh dang it, Dawson Knox just is not getting involved as enough as he should be. The balls are going to receivers. They're going to the Stephon Diggs. They're going to the Isaiah McKenzie's. And quite frankly, Dawson Knox has been really forgotten in this offense so far the first couple of weeks. Most likely the Buffalo Bills are going to get back Gabe Davis this week, which is going to take more targets even away from Dawson Knox. I don't like the matchup against the Miami Dolphins. Look, Miami gave up a lot of points to Mark Andrews last week, and I get that, but it is Mark Andrews. There's a big difference between Andrews and Dawson Knox. Go ahead and sit Dawson Knox. Find somebody else better to play in, as I just think Josh Allen is throwing it to all his receivers and not so much his tight ends. Go ahead and sit him. And that go ahead and concludes this week's Fantasy Football Starts and Sits. Good luck to all you fantasy managers out there. I look forward to talking to you guys next week. Good luck.